It's true, I crave you. It's true, I
Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast. Shut the fuck up while I'm doing the intro. This is episode 43. A lot of energy. What's up?
Yeah.
Terry's only been up for 2 minutes and he's very
loopy as
he's
fuck.
A 46 on the energetic scale. That's out of a billion. Or was it?
Wait, that scale only goes to a billion.
Just to give you some reference there. That scale only goes to a billion. So 46.
Out of the building.
That's up there. That's between 6 and 1,000.
It's like one of the highest scores of the day.
Yep, yep. So we have I Need Glitch to Win, a.k.a. Whitey.
Woo!
Yo.
And Adam L. Monster HD, a.k.a. Yep. Adam.
Woo!
Yeah.
And, of course, my wingman, Puddles.
Woo!
Woo!
So, the intro song, I decided to choose it without even telling you guys, is Crave You from the Flight Facilities, which has become sort of a... Well, I think it's a dubstep remix to it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a dubstep remix to it. Pretty awesome song.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know that one dubstep dancer fella, Nonstop?
No.
Yeah, you do. Because you showed me the video of him a long time ago. His little dance crew, Remote Control, did a video to it where they were all dressed in gold.
Something
and,
fancy.
I've been listening to that song a lot this week. Anyways, let's get off that boring subject.
But segue.
Sucked.
Segways. Who has Segway?
Yeah, segways.
I'm going to get a segue.
Take a segue to already. Subway.
Jokes on you.
Yeah. So, how are you guys? How's your last week been? Since there was no podcast last Friday because of my failed 24-hour, my 17-hour live stream.
A failure.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm tired. I've been up for 17 hours.
You did your darndest.
Since last Friday, I've went into old lady mode. And
recovering for a week.
I don't... No, it's just... I go to bed at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I was up for 17 hours, so it's going to take me about a week to get back to normal.
Yeah, I meant to say 7
Prepare
p.m.
yourselves.
I'm going to bed at 7 to 8 p.m. every night. And waking up at 4 a.m. at the crack of dawn. To, you know,
time to water my flowers.
Go out in the backyard and tend my chickens and make sure the water hole is still around.
Clean your dentures.
Put out some hard candy for your visitors.
So you don't need beast mode.
Mm-hmm. So, till hopefully today, I woke up at a respectable 7 a.m. And I'm hoping today is the day that I turn this around. And because I wanted to stream on Leap
Day.
Yeah, you
wanted to stream like this whole week.
Fucking every day.
Okay, let's do it. And you're like, I'll go to bed.
Okay, bye.
Every day begins with, hey, Terry, you want to stream Star Wars tonight? And you're like, sure. And then I must sleep at 7. And then the next day, hey, Terry, you want to stream some Star Wars tonight? I kind of want to make up for not streaming yesterday. And you're like, okay, but I have work. And I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'll be up. I went to bed at 8:30.
I got home that day. I'm like, all right, what are we doing?
I was gone. That was it.
You're like, I'm making my bed because I'm going to sleep.
Oh, yeah. You said, what are we making? Or... No, you said something about making. What was it?
I don't think I said anything about making.
You said something about making, and I'm like, I'm gonna find this, Terry. I'm gonna go all the way to last night. 5 p.m.
You're gonna do it.
Go ahead and vamp while I find this. I think it was around 8.
Vamp?
Yes.
You're gonna vampire?
Yes.
Sister the Sparkle? Thriller? Doing the Thriller dance?
Maybe.
Anley? Can we turn this to a video podcast for a day and just do a Thriller dance?
Oh, okay, here it is. It was you talking about a new mock-up for a design that I don't want to mention because I'm not sure the level of security that we're
that's
putting
G14
on it.
G14 classified
okay,
right there.
Okay, yeah. Well, you said you were making a new mock-up, and I'm like, I'm making my bed because I'm sleepy. So I'm making it to sleep in it.
Cranky old bitch.
And that's when you called me an old lady. And it's true, and I don't know what's worse, like being like staying up all night and going to bed at 8 a.m. or going to bed at 7 p.m. and waking up at 4 a.m. because we don't get around, like the team as a team, we don't do shit before like 1 p.m.
Nope.
Like that whole time is usually me spent like talking to Spencer because he's up, or Alex because he's up like getting ready for work or something like that. And it's just I don't know. I don't know what's worse because I can't find the middle ground, because as soon as I find the middle ground and I'm able to stay up, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta stay up fucking
yeah
forever.
Yeah.
And I'm in old lady mode right now, which is really is a shame because I just got all of my I got most of my camera gear. And I'm very excited to go out and do things, but now everybody's just all busy and shit, doing stuff, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do?
All busy with their real jobs and shit, and obligations.
Busy with you know, the RO.
Those obligations.
With RO?
Everyone's playing RO.
Who's playing RO? I thought we gave that up. I thought we went clean.
Nope. Never.
Oh God!
Is this something you need to tell us?
Yeah, why? If anybody, I believe Whitey would go back to RO first.
Nothing.
Were
I'm
you,
out of here.
I'm waving.
Were you the one that posted the RO2 gameplay, Whitey?
No, actually, it wasn't. I think it was Alex.
Oh, maybe. And it just looked meh.
Because I didn't even know there was a new one coming out.
Yeah, I got picked up by another developer.
No, yeah. It's the same developer. They're just redoing.
Oh.
Because
oh.
they're doing it right.
First time, yeah.
Fixing all
the
bullshit.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All those who know about Ragnarok Online, that was the first MMO to take over our lives and where Team Mongoose met a long time ago. Like, 03 long ago. 2003.
Almost nine
That's
years.
9 years, folks. 9 years.
Yep. So, good thing we have our math wizard with us because that
yeah,
was
I'd
just
never
way too
alert.
Tough.
I just said 2012 minus
somebody's
2003
still
in
school.
Someone still knows stuff. Yeah,
that's
me.
That's the thing. Like a year after high school, if you're not like doing hard school or hard school,
doing
hard
school,
if you're not
hard.
Doing.
You haven't graduated.
If you ain't in hard school.
If you're not doing some hardcore old lady mood. I gotta go to bed, guys. It's almost 3 p.m. I'm tired.
It's 5:45 here.
I had dinner 4 hours ago. It's time to go.
Like in that Eastern time.
Hardcore schooling, then you just forget everything. Like
yeah. I forget everything about the summer, so... I mean, I could see where that would happen.
Well, imagine that's just your brain being stupid.
Try forever.
Try not knowing it in the first place.
Okay.
I feel like such an idiot. In. What's math?
Something calculators do. Better than
now
I ever could.
Flies out your butt. Numbers.
So, Terry.
What?
You know how we talked a while ago that... there was some speculation of an Adventure Time video game coming out?
Yes.
Did you see that they came out with a intro sequence for it?
Fuck yeah.
I don't think that was them.
It wasn't them?
Pretty sure that was just a guy that wanted to make a fake one. Cause... I saw something about that on my little Tumblr stream thingy. And it just, when I read it, it was basically a guy, just, it's just a fan project. He just wanted to make an intro for an imaginary adventure set game.
Now I'm sad. All I saw was the intro, and I was like, that's awesome!
Yeah, you got trolled.
Yeah, you got so trolled, Dwight.
Finally finished my adventure project. Making a game intro for an imaginary 8-bit adventure time game. Mostly for fun, learning pixel art animation, blah, 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 blah.
Well, fuck that guy. Piece of shit. Should have put, like, not real.
Fake and gay. Photoshopped.
If you're going to make it some sort of thing that's just not real, just tell everybody.
Well, it says right in the beginning of the intro, not licensed by anyone.
Well, since he got his bases covered.
Who reads those? Okay.
Granny eyes, too, now?
I'm thinking that he needs to make it, like, part of the thing, like, right on the intro sequence where it says, like, Adventure Time.
Fake across the middle.
5 seconds of the video.
No. I'm saying, like,
this is fake.
Legitimately just part of the logo, just right above where it says, not real, on top of the logo.
Bullshit.
You know, because I didn't watch anything until Finnegate came up. And then I was like, hey! And that's when my brain turned off, apparently. And I'm stoked about it. I was actually a little disappointed because when I thought this was real, I was like, oh, great, it's going to be one of those ones where you have to wait 4 years for them to say anything. You know, like, get through any sentence at all. It's just like, beep, 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 beep. And then it's just two letters have gone by.
Since it's technically for children, you mean?
Well, listen, children don't have attention span either. They just don't even talk. Just flashing colors and explosions. And red Jake around.
Bang, bang, pow. Like that?
Anyways, I'm hoping that something does come out of the game. That it's not just going to be a fan thing.
Yeah, that'd be disappointing.
So this wouldn't be the Team Mongoose podcast if we didn't mention something about fucking Tim Schafer again.
That
did
guy.
Did you see that he released a thing about the bloopers and outtakes of his little Kickstarter fun thing?
I have not watched that yet.
Nope. It's entertaining. Like, a lot of times, you know, when you hear stuff, you know, where they release behind the scenes stuff, it's interesting and everything, but I don't know what it is about Tim Schafer. I just like watching him do things. Like, if he just made like a thing like how Penny Arcade is, where they have like the PATV, mm-hmm. I want someone to just follow around Tim Schafer
all day.
just fucking show me his stuff. I want to see what he's doing. He's funny. You know, he's just a big fat guy.
I want to watch him brush his teeth.
I wonder what. How does he do it? Is he right or left-handed?
How does he do it?
So, hopefully.
What kind of soap does he use?
Hopefully next week. Soap.
Toothpaste, kind of toilet paper, everything.
Why is it bathroom related with you guys? Can you not do your own bathroom stuff without knowing how other people do stuff?
If you want someone to follow them around, I mean, they're going to be experiencing that kind of shit.
I just want to see him dance literally around his office.
Just see, stop what he's doing. Start
Make
dancing.
A Wish Foundation.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Yeah,
that could be your one wish. Just get really sick, call him up, be like, hey,
get a terminal disease, and
I need to
follow Tim Schafer around. Come on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dying over here.
That's not gonna bother anybody. Just nope. I just gotta but get cancer dying. Real quick.
Yeah. See,
just real quick. Good. Just for a second.
Yeah.
And then get rid of it.
Yeah, totally get rid of it.
All right, we have a cure for that.
Yeah, this is one on my back shelf or something.
There you go.
So he needs to finish that stupid point and click. Get making out some real games.
Psychonauts 2.
Psychonauts.
Yep. And I saw this little thing right here. Even though I don't really care about the anime One Piece, this guy made a slingshot from the show. And the only reason I want you guys to see this is go to like a minute and 20 some odd seconds in there with your sound on and just listen to the sound that fucking slingshot makes and tell me it's not terrifying.
All right.
Jesus.
Oh, this is a bitch. So right? 1 minute, 20 seconds.
Like a bullet.
All right, I'm listening.
And now we aim. And...
So, holy fuck.
Yeah. Just... Oh. Oh my god. About a minute and 27 seconds in, he fires.
All right. He's loading it up.
I don't need a play-by-play, all right? Just fucking listen to it.
Loading it up. Pulling it back. Holy shit.
Yeah, and then he uses it as, like, a spear, too, and a javelin, and, like, this thing just, I don't want to be anywhere near it. Like, I assume that it was just going to explode in his hands or something, because, you know, you see something stupid like this, you think, oh, it's just going to go terribly wrong. And then he fires it, and I realize how deadly that thing is.
Yeah, that thing's ridiculous.
It sounds like a gunshot, and it's just, it's horrible. I don't want to be near this man at all.
I never want to come into contact.
I don't know. Maybe he's the kind of man you want to be around in case shit goes down.
Yeah.
You want to be around the slingshot master when shit goes down?
Yes.
No, it's just going to hurt them a lot. It's not going to do anything. It's gonna make
no,
them
no.
Off.
I think this would kill some people pretty easily.
I don't know. I'm watching him throw this thing. Man.
With a. Oh, yeah, it's true.
He just. It's stuck to the ground. That could hurt somebody.
Well, he put, like, a metal spear end on it or something so he can stick it in the ground when he's firing.
Just threw it through a plank of wood.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see him, like, taking some zombie's head off of that thing in the apocalypse. You're, like, running through town. You see him, like, shooting his slingshot and knocking the head off some zombie. Just like, what the fuck? Of course, he gets killed, though.
This guy's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This guy's a hero.
So good for him.
We'll just pull our troops out and just leave him there to slingshot those bastards.
I don't think that's going to go through.
Getting sniped from like 3 miles away. That would totally happen.
It's a point blank shot through the plank of wood and shoots right through it. This guy's a psycho.
Wonder what did he say what he's shooting?
Yeah, I used this
here.
Yeah,
it's like a little, BB.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah. It's like he's a slingshot guy, apparently. I don't know, but. He had, like, you know, standard BB ammo. And, anyways, I just wanted to show you guys that. I had it up on a tab, and I was just like, fuck, I just want you guys just listen to this.
Hey, you guys know what slingshots are for? Protecting your virginity.
People. No, it's not.
Yes, yeah. It is.
That's what anime's for.
Yeah.
Cosplaying.
Shit,
that cosplaying is to let people know. It's like, get that way. I'm not a people person.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I bring it up because I know Whitey has done it.
Hey, when you walk around as a scout trooper, you know people don't
Can
like
you. You guys hear that garage door?
Yep.
It's because you're the bad guy.
Yep, I'm that guy.
Spanchan's out. He had a bunch of stuff he had to do, and he had to go.
No, he's actually dead. He died.
So. No Spanchan this week. Anyways, new but Super Nintendo, right?
Ooh. What?
New Super Nintendo.
What?
They're okay. All right. Well, I guess what? I assumed you guys knew about this, but
because
me and Alex talked about it earlier this week.
Well, you would.
They're developing a new like Super Nintendo, I guess.
No. Making a new Super Nintendo game. You gotta read these things before you. Like,
no, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
No, it's just some guys are making a new Super Nintendo game.
No.
Yep. Not a system, just a game.
No, just Terry, you're doing this wrong. All you gotta do
is
read...
new
Super
Nintendo game.
Read the first three words of anything, and then you go from that.
No, that's not what you do.
And then there's even a picture of a Super Nintendo right there. All right? Well, I think you guys need to stop
some
reading.
Some dust on those buttons and shit.
Yelling at me to keep reading. You guys just need to stop and just speculate with me.
Book that.
It's gonna be $60 though. That's kind of
steep.
Weren't they like $30 back when they were?
Yeah,
it was a thing.
This the economy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the economy.
All of my games were like handed down to me, or just kind of happened to be at my house somehow. I don't remember.
It just showed up.
I was just like, "Oh shit, when did I get this?" And then I just started playing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, definitely weren't $60 back then.
Okay. So, well, fuck that then. I don't even care anymore.
Whatever.
Mass Effect 3
American
apparently is having a troubled release in the UK.
Ooh.
By a
Ooh.
Certain retailer. I guess they're called Game? No. I can't.
Just Game. Game.
Game.
Pyor yeah, game it is. It's just called Game.
Yep.
The store. And apparently they're not getting the... they're not in a position to supply its customers with Mass Effect 3.
Why?
That's... I don't know. That's just... Sucks that's for them. That's about as detailed as they go with it. There was another quote in here. We will not stock products if the terms are not right for our business. A position we believe is critical for our long-term health as a business. And we take it... We have taken the very difficult decision to not stock EA's March releases, including Mass Effect 3. I don't understand what a retailer needs from a game company. What terms do you need? Give
yeah,
us
I feel like that they're just losing themselves.
Let
money.
Us sell your game.
Done. But they can though. They said this like we've decided not to because they didn't come to our terms and services or whatever
yeah,
the fuck
they can't mean. Really, not really in a position choices. To demand anything from EA.
No, definitely not. The fact that they're not going to sell it, I think, is going to hurt them a shit ton
yeah,
more.
Yeah, exactly. That's them losing money.
And I don't know. Apparently, it's going to be tough for them. So what are their customers going to do? Like, or they're complaining about how like Amazon and was it Play.com or something like that is driving them out of business. Mm. Well, if you're not going to sell the game that keep
yeah,
your
exactly.
businesses, what do you think your customers are going to do? They're going to go to Amazon and just order the game.
It's just going to yeah. be less reliable, yeah.
And so, I don't get that. And apparently, they're not going to stock any Ubisoft Vita games either. And something about Nintendo's Mario Party 9. I just
don't know.
What will they do with that Mario Party 9?
It's okay. Their parents were probably just going to buy it at Target anyways.
Yeah, that's
there's attention whores.
It's just very interesting for me to see. It's like us seeing, I almost said EB Games, but GameStop, you know, being like, yeah, I don't feel like selling anything from Capcom this month.
See, here's an article about it on another site. An analyst calculates games loss from not stocking Mass Effect 3. Apparently, they expect them to lose 3.2 million in profits from not having Mass Effect 3.
Ooh, okay, well, the thing is,
standing out for themselves
is that profits that they would have made if they agreed to their terms, or is that if their terms weren't?
I think if they had gone ahead and just done it, that's how much they would have made.
That's stupid. Like, that's just dumb. And I don't know. Like the only terms that I could think of that they wouldn't agree with is maybe like the price that they sell it to them as, you know. I'm sure that they sell these new games at probably, I don't know, probably 45, maybe 50 each. Because, you know, every company wants to make fucking money. So they're like, hey, we'll buy 30,000 copies of Mass Effect 3 at $40 each, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they say, no, we want $43 each. And this is all shooting out of my ass. I have no idea what companies actually sell their games to brand new. I just know that I gotta pay fucking $60 every time.
It's shitty.
So I want to know if it's something like that. Like if they would have had just accepted their terms, if they would have made $5 million versus the $3 million or whatever. You know?
I have no idea.
It's interesting. And then they go and bitch and complain. It's like Game had by far the best developer/publisher relationships for any retailer in the UK. Got all the support and exclusives, and now they can't even get credit for stock. What does that mean?
I don't even know.
It means
what does
exactly
credit
what it means.
For stock mean?
Stock has credit.
I don't know.
Credit scores.
I just think
for look it up.
Yeah.
For them to stand up for themselves or whatever for such a large release, I think that's a stupid idea because if I lived in the UK and I saw like I don't know if Game is like GameStop for us, for them. Like, you know, it's like the place to go for games. If they would just be like, oh, well, I'm just not going to go to you anymore. Why would you not sell me like a game I've been looking forward to? And apparently, you know, thousands of people have pre-ordered this game as well from them, and they're not even giving them their money back. They're giving them $5 worth of store credit or whatever, in-store credit.
That's some shit.
Huh. So, I don't know. A lot of stupid moves from these people. I think they should have just said, well, we can't really fight you because you can't fight Amazon unless you have an Amazon to fight with.
Unless you're Amazon.
Well, yeah.
You know. You gotta be Amazon to fight Amazon.
I guess you would have to be eBay if you wanted to fight Amazon, right? And even then, I don't know, eBay just kind of...
I don't see eBay as a very strong contender.
Which is weird, because eBay used to be very popular, and now Amazon's really taken over.
Look what happened to them.
Huh?
Said so did AOL, look what happened to them.
Yeah, but don't you think that we're past the point of failed designs? Like, I think things get so big now that since everything's going digital that everybody's using things so much more now that things are getting too big to fail. Maybe they might change CEOs.
The next big thing always comes. Yeah. Somebody always ones up the next guy, and then the last people can't catch up, like Yahoo and Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo got Googled.
Yahoo got Googled.
Damn right.
Tales all the time.
MySpace got Facebook. And eBay got Amazon, all right?
Yup.
And Borders and Barnes & Noble got kindled.
They just got shut down.
Yeah.
They got kindled.
They just blew it.
I want to know what the next Facebook is, honestly.
We can make it.
It's not Google Plus.
No, we can't.
We can make it.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. We just got to do it better.
I'm tired.
Fuck that.
We'll call it Assbook.
Yeah, some pictures of your ass.
Assbook.com. Pictures of your face, you put pictures of your ass.
Patent pending.
I don't see anybody going to that site ever.
I see a lot of people going to that
site. People going to that site.
Named Dwight.
I'll be the number one user on that site.
Oh, yeah.
looking up asses.
I got the best ass.
Ass looker. My name is Dwight, and I'm an ass looker. Look at ass.
I just look at it.
Yep. Don't touch. Just look.
Gotta respect it.
It's Shit's nice crazy. To know how to appreciate the finer things in life.
Like ass.
Go to assbook. Assbook.com. .org.
Get a nice commercial for it.
We're dropping the com. Go with org.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Nope. Org.
The org. Gotta look legitimate.
Gotta look professional.
Yeah. Legitimacy. Oh, wow.
But
it'd be,
.net.
It'd be nice to get a .gov, but yeah, you can't get those.
Assbook.gov.
It's a government-ran facility.
We need this.
We need an assbook, okay? Fuck healthcare. We need an assbook.
We talked a few weeks ago about how Taco Bell had that little Vita promotion thing on their boxes, but if anybody ever just got the URL to the winning page, then you could be a winner too. And well, apparently they squashed a lot of that, and they were sorting out through the legitimate winners and the non-legitimate people. But this other guy, this quote-unquote hacker, used a bot or something like that on their contest page and actually was able to fool them into sending him a Vita, and to the point where he actually took a picture of the Vita and the game when it arrived at his house. And then he goes and makes a post about it on these hacker forums or whatever with a picture and the letter saying, congratulations, you won a Vita and crap like that. And then posted the bot on there for other people to use. And so I don't understand the point of that because... Sure, like the whole sort of point is to kind of brag about it. No, I totally did this. I hacked him. I did it. It was me. I made this bot.
I made it. My name is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, let me get something really
blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they have his form ID.
Let me just make something really clear. You don't go rob a bank and then go home and be like on Facebook, like, that's what I just did today.
See, the thing is that you do. People have been caught that way.
This is why you're called Whitey.
No, what, because he robs banks? Yeah, no,
White
and then
bank-over.
He makes this post and everything like that, and forums, you can get your IP real quick out of that, and then your email and your location and everything. And Taco Bell has his address, too.
Like, hey, we sent it to that address.
Yeah, and so where, they already have his address, and he's already bragging about it, and it's already all over the internet, including screenshots of the original post, because it's since then been edited by him, or I would assume. But, you know, smart people, they screen cap that shit. And
screenshot.
So, yeah, it's
screen cap everything.
Pretty funny. And Taco Bell's just kind of like all up in arms right now because they're kind of fucking up. Like, they don't.
Well, that whole thing was a mess.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think Taco Bell understands how the internet works.
Oh.
Now.
They're just
too
like,
busy.
Is it a burrito?
That bug where like half the people that went and did the thing, it said they won, but they actually didn't.
Yep. Yep.
So that whole contest has been messed up from the start.
What's more awesome is that they're going to do a second drawing in March for those who were misled.
All right, let's try this one more time.
All right, you know what? We fucked up the first
two
times.
The only part of that story that sucks is the PlayStation Vita. That's what I'd say. That thing was like
Vita
a piece
is
of shit.
Doing surprisingly well, though. It's like, what, I think 1.5 million of them sold already?
That's stupid.
I'm not into handhelds anymore, but I play with it a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah. It's okay.
Well, that's I want to get some hands-on with it just to kind of,
just to
rub my fingers around
just
the butt
rub it.
A bit. Yeah.
Give it a little rub down.
Rub those sticks.
And I want to feel, how the joysticks on them, Terry? Are they like the slidey ones, or they actually feel
no,
like joysticks?
No, actually, they come up a little bit. They're like basically mini PlayStation analog sticks.
So
like
they're
not
feel
like the flat ones that slide around. They're
fucking
like
hate
actual
those
sticks.
Doesn't everybody?
So they feel like joysticks.
Huh?
They feel like joysticks.
Yeah.
That's good.
They are actual joysticks.
That's a smart move. Is it thick? Like people think it's big.
Well, our thing has a little like, you know, it's attached
right
to the wall
yeah
or whatever, so it has that okay little brick on it. So I don't know. I can't really say.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of big, though.
Yeah. Well, you got to pack in all that power.
Yeah.
Because they took out the UMD support for it, so they had to make it bigger, to fit in all the good stuff that they wanted to put in there. You know?
Then they'll make a slim version.
Yeah, I'll just hold off for the slim.
Yeah, the Vita 2000.
The slim.
Vita S.
So.
Sounds sexy, but the S sounds
Vita sex.
Vita S.
The Vita 6.
It's Vita Sex 1.
Sexy Slim. Slim Sexy. Vita Slim Sexy.
Vita Sex Eye.
Sex Eye.
That doesn't sound like anything that I would want to keep in my pocket.
I have a Sex Eye in my pocket.
Sex.
What do you got in your pocket there, Dwight? Oh, just my Sex Eye.
I had to whisper.
Wait, what was that?
Sex.
You just did normal tone.
Sex. Sex.
Just sex. Could you write it down?
Just like a louder whisper, like sex.
Write it down in like all sex nice curses.
And like very light pencil, with like flowers around it and stuff.
That'd be pretty.
So, looks like they're coming out with a another failed attempt at making a movie about gamers.
All right, great.
This one's called Noobs with a Z.
That sounds fucking terrible.
And it looks just as crappy as you think it would be. The thing that surprises me most, though, is that Jason Mewes is in it. Who,
really?
You guys should know him as Jay from Jay and Silent Bob or The Clerks.
$15, little man.
So he has short hair now, though, and it just looks weird on him. I don't know. I'm just so used to seeing him with long hair and him not being directed by Kevin Smith. It's just I don't think he works without Kevin like there to like tell Jason, no, say it like this. And Jason's just No, sure, that makes sense.
Sorry. You know me.
Dumb.
As they to be told.
Pulling his hair left and right. And I like Jason Mewes, I do, but he's just not funny anymore. Which is really weird, because I like him. Like, I always liked his character in both Clerks and Chains of the Bob. And then, was he in Chasing Amy? I don't even know. He was? Okay. So, yeah, and there's apparently a Michael Cera lookalike in here, and Adam Sessler's in it at one point. I don't know. It's just like four guys that are going to L.A. for a Gears of War 3 tournament, and it's like these people, they don't understand what gamers actually are. Like... They're just they get to the point where, all right, they play games. What games do they play?
Hey, we're done.
You know what? People fucking love Gears of War. All right, this is about Gears of War and a game tournament, but
and then shoot each other.
And they need the money because their lives are terrible now because they play games so much. Because gaming is bad, and it ruins your life, and you can't game if cured. You cannot have a decent life if you play games at all.
Yeah.
So they're gonna turn it around by showing, "Fuck you, we're gamers for life." And
I heard
they go to LA.
That if you play video games, your whole family dies.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's why
my family died.
I wouldn't put it past.
Yeah.
See, my family has died as well, so I'm thinking that could be it.
So
I'm thinking there might be a connection.
They throw in Jason Mewes as like the super gamer guy who only thinks and breathes about gaming stuff. They give him a fucking Gears of War 3 hat, and he flips it around backwards, and
games.
He just. It just looks dumb, and then like he forces his buddy, the normal guy, to come with him, and his girlfriend gets pissed because he games too much, and now she leaves him because he's doing this thing to L.A. to the game.
More and gaming.
He's all sad and
like
shit.
Ball rats.
Right? Yeah, and then. There's so many bad things that I could say about this. And it's shitty, too, because I feel like this could have been a better movie if they didn't make it so shitty. Right?
Yes,
that's how it works,
so
right?
Shitty, it would have been not so shitty.
Well, that, and it's like the evil team, the team that they're going against, their major competition, are the guys in, like, you know, all matching outfits, and it's black and red, and they look evil, and, like, huge
Ben
muscles
Stiller, the
and
leader.
Shit. No. And it's just, I don't know. I'm tired of seeing shit like this just be driven into our heads. Like this is
driven.
They're portraying
these are people
the
that
wrong
play video games. Stay away from them.
They're portraying
they use that
the
by
wrong
example.
Stereotype for gamers. Because we're not socially awkward most of the time.
I am.
Unless you're Adam.
Not socially awkward. Fuck you.
You guys gonna do something later?
You guys wanna go hang out and play some Pokemon or something?
You guys wanna go play some video
games? Pokemon. What color do you have?
What's your favorite Pokemon? What's your star Pokemon?
Mine
only have 100.
You guys' nerd voices starting to suck.
Shut up.
It's getting terrible.
Noob. You don't know Pokemon.
You're a noob.
Yeah,
you're a gamer.
Pokemon noob.
You totally gamed him.
Oh, yeah. You got gamed.
You got gamed in the face.
The type of guys who make up achievements
all
in their own life.
Right now.
They keep track of their achievements on their... I don't even know what type of phone they'd have. Just some sort of smart device.
Gamer phone.
He calls it the game phone. And they call them life points.
Yeah, my gamer Windows 7 phone.
It's Windows Phone 7.
Sorry, Windows Phone 7.
I'm not even joking about that. That's literally the name of it. It's not the Windows 7 phone. It is a Windows Phone 7.
Sorry, okay?
Again, I'm sorry!
Yeah.
Mom!
Mom!
Oh, and then it looks like there's a stereotypical girl gamer in there, too, who's just over the top.
I'm a girl gamer, and you think I'm really bad at games because I'm a girl, but no.
Like, the incredibly, like, tough, like, tough-as-nails type of gamer girl. And
The ones that don't exist?
Yeah. The ones that don't exist. But there's this guy in there named John Greaves. I don't know his character name or whatever, but he looks like a funny character because he's wearing like this. He looks like he's from the 80s. He has like this long mullet and like purple short shorts and this like cut off like wife beater, like stomach cut off wife beater. And he's like exercising. I think he was like a Pong or a Frogger champion or something like that in like the 80s. And I kind of just want to see his story arc. I want to see what he's about. I don't care about the rest of the movie.
Watch him only have one scene.
Well, they show him a lot in the trailer, and so I assume that he probably has... He's just, like, the filler character that they go to for a quick, funny joke.
And, hey, all the funny jokes.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Here's one. Ready.
It's going to be funny.
I'm waiting for the joke.
No.
You pulled me in.
No,
I'm sitting. I'm waiting.
Sorry, it was a mistake. Sorry.
Okay.
Right. Well, you got our attention.
Sorry. I always do this.
And disappoint.
So that's all Potato had to talk about.
Cool. You guys remember that one game, Guns the Duel?
Yeah.
Of course.
Duh.
I do. No, I do.
Okay. Apparently, that team got together and they're going to be making another game called Raiders with a Z at the end.
I was just about to ask, is it one with a Z? Because Guns was with a Z, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They really like Zs.
They really do.
Gotta have your Zs.
I like that screen cap.
It's interesting. But... if it's anything like Guns, where they have all these
it's
bugs
gonna be
that
shit.
They don't want to fix, because it's metagame. No, you're supposed to learn how to abuse the bugs.
No. Well,
clearly.
No.
No,
I remember people, like, flying across the wall with their swords. You, like, run at the wall sideways, and you'll run up for a second, and you just start swinging your sword.
Yeah,
and your character will just stick to the wall and just fucking slide up it.
Yeah. It's called
Sounds
the sword
legit to me.
That whole K-style thing is fucking stupid. It's just abusing bugs that they're too lazy to fix.
It was a sword slide. Get it right.
Well, I remember people that just had solid streams of bullets.
Yeah.
What was that about? They were basically lasers at that point.
It's a solid bullet stream.
They were called bullet lasers. Each bullet would... to fire like a short little laser beam that would pierce your body first.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Really good game if they hadn't, or if they had fixed it.
If they had fixed it, yeah. Well, it would have been a good game for what it was. I don't think it would have had a whole lot of depth to it, but I think we probably would have played it for maybe about another week.
I enjoyed it.
Week and a half, maybe less.
I think that's pushing it.
I just remember that comic Terry made out of it. The Pledge.
I don't remember that comic.
Because you weren't there.
Nope. I wasn't. That's why I don't remember it.
You were never there.
My brain is only open to things that I've done or have been in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works.
Dum dum dum. Mm-hmm.
Dum dum dum.
Speaking of comic, we need to get you on some sort of schedule. Right?
Yeah. So the fans are complaining.
Blame Whitey. He brought it up.
Yeah.
Love you.
He would fuck.
Love you.
Hate you.
It was indirect.
I hate you.
Don't say that. You know you don't mean
it. I hate
it.
You. I hate
no, you don't mean that. Stop saying it. You're hurting my feelings.
Stop saying that.
He's hurting your feelings? Huh. You threw him under the bus.
No, I didn't. I was just trying to compliment him. That's right. Just compliment.
Whatever. Mm. You are the worst kind of person.
Well, I wouldn't be called Whitey if I wasn't really a worst person.
I wasn't a terrible person.
I wasn't a terrible person.
Apparently, there's a bunch of meanings to the word Whitey that I'm just unaware of because it's like any situation where just something bad happens, I go, well, that's why they call me Whitey. Because I don't tie my shoes. I rob banks.
Bank robber, shoe non-tie. That's right, the Jingle Man. Just call me that.
That was terrible. Just try again.
Shut up.
Take two.
Not terrible.
Nope. Take three. Try one more time.
All right. I'm dropping the ball on this one.
Okay, look. If you're not even gonna try.
Well, no, no, I'm gonna try.
Just not right now.
We're gonna have to bring in someone else.
I'm just gonna need a bunch of times to try.
It's gonna take me a few takes. Okay, it's
like we're already on a few takes, so
we're all human.
First take.
A few more takes. I wasn't ready.
Nope.
Wait, one more.
Yep.
One more.
So apparently that Baldur's Gate video as well was just fan made. I got all excited about it. Because you've been a real sucker lately. This fan made video or something of the Baldur's Gate emblem, like real good looking, and just like coming out of the shadows and stuff like that, and apparently the Baldur's Gate people saw it and they're like, yeah, no, if it was us, we would have plastered it with company logos and stuff like that, and. I was disappointed about that too, because I'd like to see good things come back, like Baldur's Gate, and rather see Borderlands 2 come out than that piece of shit Duke Nukem.
Yeah, dude, shit.
I don't want to talk any crap on this new point and click that Double Fine's doing, but I'd rather see them just start working on Psychonauts 2 and get that to come out already.
Yeah,
have our way with it.
Sticko.
So I asked.
That's why they call me Whitey.
Fans like 7 hours ago that what they wanted us to talk about on the podcast, and a lot of ones were asking us what we're looking forward to this year, gaming wise.
GTA 5.
Yeah, I forgot that was already coming out. I guess that'll be interesting too. Obviously. We're all looking forward to Mass Effect 3.
Nope.
I mean, it'll be out in 4 days. Can it? I think I have that pre-ordered.
I'm just kidding, of course.
I'm not sure. Check that out.
Because
Terry, do I have it pre-ordered?
I pre-ordered a lot of stuff like back when, and I was just kind of going down the list. It's like, yeah, no, I want that one, and this one, that one,
and that one.
And I've only picked up a couple of them. And I'm always like, yeah, no, just put it on another one. So I'm not even sure if I have it or not. Can I still pre-order it?
You can pre-order the regular.
Oh, the limited one looks so nice. Yeah, Lou posted a picture of it.
Yep.
Oh, so fucking sick, dude.
Getting that one.
Man. I'm sad.
That's why I wasn't mad about the whole DLC on the first day thing, because I'm already going to get it.
Yeah, that and I don't know. I don't know why people are getting so pissed about it.
I don't know.
That's stupid.
I don't know.
Man, now I'm kind of pissed I didn't. Hopefully, I got the limited, but I don't think I did. Now I'm a little sad. I can still pick it up, though, can't I?
Now I'm sad.
Huh?
But isn't there a pre-order bonus?
Yeah, you get like armor and weapons.
That's good. It's like a runner-up prize.
You almost got the right one.
I could just go get the limited one, though, right?
Like, buy it outright?
Yeah.
If there's extra, you're going to have to wait. You're not going to be able to do that first day.
Yeah, I will.
You're from the band.
$20 says I can.
You're right. You're up.
Do you know who I am? I'll just go over there and be like, listen, peasants.
I am potato orgy.
I bring my pedestal that I bring with me
what
everywhere.
What if Terry's working that day?
For when I need to make announcements, I have a pedestal.
Well, what if Terry's working that day and he's just going to like give you a poker face?
Oh, hey, so Bucket.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah.
Huh?
You hear about Bucket?
What about Bucket?
The people who developed Bucket, Mojang picked him up.
Oh, no shit.
Yup. Huh.
So they're going to be awesome.
Making, like, official server, you know,
software. Oh, wait, that's either a good or a bad thing. Because it's good that, you know, they finally have, like, a big backing and everything, but it's bad because Mojang hasn't put out anything good for servers yet.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, that's like, why they picked up them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, is that going to hinder their process or what? Like, is it going to... No, you can't. Listen, if we make everything work the first time, then everybody's going to be happy about it.
No, yep. The reason there's...
That's not how we go over here.
So that got those guys to do it for.
I'm just being cynical about it. I'm excited about it because that means that hopefully we can get released versions of the server stuff earlier.
Yeah.
Which means faster plugin development.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you don't have to wait around after they send an update.
Maybe they'll yell at them to fucking add in an API for mods.
Yeah,
just
no
so
shit.
The Minecraft doesn't explode every fucking time there's an update. You know? It's getting better within time, you know, like plugins aren't breaking as often as they used to, because like beforehand it was like one update, nothing worked at all. Yeah. Now it's, you know, the basic stuff that will continue working, but the more complex things will not work. Like, I want to update my Technic pack, or I wanted to 1.1, but I've been waiting for a Kingdom... of Tale of Kingdoms to update to 1.1, and they're taking forever. And now 1.2's out, and now I'm just like, well, shit, now I'm two versions back, you know, for my single player is what I'm talking about. And so it's kind of shitty. Someone's putting off some white noise again.
It's that might be me.
Is it me?
Well, you have a nice mic. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. I have a shitty XLR cord connecting it right now. I need to get a new one.
New equipment.
So sad.
I could give you some for my onesie fund.
I have like four XLR cables.
Fucking send me one.
No.
Yeah.
No. Buy your own.
All of them.
I need them.
Yeah. I need all of them.
I don't even know the quality on them. You're better off just trying to find a good one.
I'm just gonna go buy a nice one.
Nice.
Look.
Yeah, it goes away when you talk, because Skype's just like, okay, let's not concentrate on that. There's someone actually there.
Yep. Is there a way to shut that off?
The automatic thing? You can... Supposedly, you can untick the box to tell it to not control.
I'm not doing that. That's dangerous.
No, you do it.
You do it, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Skype's like, whatever, I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, what,
this box is just for show. Sorry.
Yeah. Just to make you feel like you're in control.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's
really, you're
I'm
not
in control.
I am Skype.
So back on the topic of games looking forward to this year, what?
I don't know. I'm actually pretty content because...
Well, I just... Yeah.
King of Fighters 13 I got.
You can
got
be content
Blue,
right now, but
so
you're
I'm
not
pretty
looking...
content with just that.
I'm not saying you're sad right now. I'm just saying there's going to be a game coming out this year that you're looking forward to.
Other than like Borderlands 2, I mean, there's nothing really going on in the fighting game world. I mean, Street Fighter X Tekken. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Were you just taking a dick real quick? Does that mean you love the game?
No, just thinking about it just made me hurl.
Thinking about it makes you want to suck dick.
Yep.
Okay.
That's why they call me Whitey.
I never said I was normal.
So, yeah, no, Borderlands 2 for me. That's top of the list for me right now.
I just ran down the list of things coming out.
Future Soldier. Right. That's whatever. So yeah.
Just it's all Mass Effect and Borderlands for me. Everything else, I don't care about.
I will say Grand Theft Auto V, excited for it. Not on my priority list, though. Because it's going to be a game that, you know, is going to be hopefully good. But I have a feeling that it's probably going to be pretty crappy, first off.
Mm-hmm.
That might not even come out this year.
Might not even come out this year. That's very true.
So that would
you know what? I would bet money that it might not come out this year. That it would probably not come out this year. Because that's a big game. That's an open world type thing. It's probably going to get pushed a billion times. Just
I don't
like
know how long
else.
They've already been working on it, but I expect it to be
thing,
early 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe by holiday season.
Maybe.
Christmas time.
Yay, now I can beat up hookers.
Yeah.
If they make the multiplayer better, then it'll definitely be up on the priority list. But if it's just like single player base still, meh.
I really gotta get some kind of co-op in there. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Even do it like Fable style, where just whoever's the host is the one that's doing the story progress, and you know, the second player is just some random guy following you around.
Yo, dog, you wanna help me?
Okay,
give me 50 bucks. Give me 50 bucks.
Okay. That'd be interesting.
Okay.
I'm just ready to go back to San Andreas.
Let's roll back real quick.
Favorite. What?
Fable did something horribly wrong for multiplayer, though.
The whole locking the camera thing?
The fucking shared screen thing is the stupidest fucking device ever created in the history of video games.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with that? Stay together, you know. It's like being chained up to your partner. It's like I'm just trying to go across the street.
Going across the street
to fucking buy some boots. That's it.
He's
talking to this guy while he's doing that. Let me just go across. It's right there. I'm at the door. I'm in the doorway. I see the guy. He's wondering what the fuck's wrong with me. Okay, I'm sitting there. It's like, do you see, sir? Could you grab me those boots on that shelf? Right? Those ones. Oh, I have to come side.
Sorry, hey. You're blocking the door.
Okay.
The customers need to get out.
And then the cops come, and then I get arrested for loitering in a fucking doorway.
Can't leave because your partner's still over there.
Yeah, and now I'm stuck in the doorway because he moved a little bit in the house across the street, and now I can't see where the fuck I'm going. And then I gotta hold the back button to fucking teleport next to him. hey, bitch! You know, hey, how about we go get me some boots after this, huh? Why does that always have to be what you want to do?
And then they're just like, nope.
And so
you're chained to me.
I like the fact that you got achievements for everything that the other person did, though. Like, all the achievements were, like, save a chicken or see a hero do it. Okay.
Save a chicken.
Right. So that was neat. I can't say that I'm a big fan of the lock screen stuff, obviously. The Lego series did something a little bit similar, but when you went too far away, the screen would break.
Right.
And then if you got close again, then the screen would join back together. And I thought that was smarter, but just give me my own screen. Who cares?
Well, that's only going to work for when you're playing online. Not
right.
For, you know, local.
Yeah.
LAN.
Well, obviously, right. No, he means split screen. But do it the, like, if they're worried about the people getting too far away from each other, you're going to have loading screens anyways. Just do it the way Borderlands did it, where you have one big map, and then if anybody ever wanted to leave, then it would give you, like, a countdown. Hey, so-and-so is trying to leave right now. You're about to get
stop
with them.
They're like, no.
Yeah, the shortest timer ever. It was, like, 2 seconds. It's, like, enough for you to be like, Puddles wants to go to... Wait, no.
No, God.
Where does he want to go? Zelda's my what?
And then, like, you'd have to, like, open the menu real quick to cancel it and be like, so-and-so's in a menu. And what? Oh, fuck.
Not today, Nancy boy.
Or the people that would go AFK and be like, hey, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go grab a drink. You're like, okay. And then they pause the screen, and then you can't leave. So you gotta wait for that person to come back.
They never do. They never do.
They never do. I don't know what it is. I've lost a lot of friends playing Borderlands.
Never see them again.
So yeah, it's weird too, because apparently I have like this mystique with our group of in real life friends of being this Borderlands guru or like just Borderlands person, because I've gotten texts from like half a dozen people that, you see new Borderlands? Yeah.
No.
Hey, Borderlands 2! Yeah, no. What? What about it?
Well, where that?
And so, I don't know what it is. Like, people don't even talk to anymore. It's just kind of like, you know, they just, hey, have you seen the Borderlands 2 trailer? Yeah, no, I saw it. I also read the article that came out like 8 months ago.
Idiot.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, there's a little legal on it, so.
It's, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I am. I just don't know where this sense of Borderlands entitlement came from.
I don't know. Hey, Dwight, did you hear see new Borderlands trailer?
No.
Did you?
No. No.
Who's making it? No, you don't know? Okay.
Nope.
A lot of people asking us what games we're looking forward to. Do we watch The Walking Dead? I don't. I'm never going to get into that series.
I'm a little behind on it, but...
Yeah, I'm like 3 weeks behind. But, Good show. Good show.
So, that's that.
Yeah.
That's why they call me Whitey.
Assuming that it's, just a fad. I don't know. It's just, I think they're playing too hard on the zombie thing, from what I heard. Mm. And then, like, I guess it's getting better now because they brought, like, an original team back. So
better and worse.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
It's getting kind of drama.
You look at them and you're like, why would you do that? You're in a zombie apocalypse. Why would you do that?
Right.
Yeah. Why is that necessary?
See, that's the thing. Like, for entertainment, sometimes you have to make sacrifices in a storyline for the sake of entertainment. You know? And I have no idea what situation you're talking about. I'm just, you know, speaking.
Well, stuff like make this idiot go off by themselves in the dark.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why? No. Listen, I'll wait till day and then I'll bring someone with me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, just do something legitimate. Just straight up. I'm not going out. Are you stupid? There's zombies out there. No. It's dark. It's scary. I'm not doing that.
Nope. Plot says you got to do something stupid. Oh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, right. I'm the stupid person. Damn, damn, damn. I'm
stupid.
Sure, I'll go get the milk. You know?
I'll get it.
I'll go down.
I just think the drama that they have in there is kind of just like, really?
If you want drama, just go watch Degrassi reruns.
Ooh, girl.
Those?
Sure. Why not? Why wouldn't they have them?
Oh, man.
It was such a good show.
Clearly.
So good.
Someone here wrote, why the creators of Darksiders decided to base their games off the original idea of the apocalypse. I don't understand that question.
I don't get it.
Do any of us play Darksiders?
I played Darksiders for maybe half an hour and decided I don't like games like that. Whole God of War thing.
Oh. I thought it was like... Oh, well, I guess it was like God of War and Zelda, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much less Zelda, though. Everyone kept saying, it was like Zelda. Like, I don't really see the whole Zelda.
One aspect had Zelda in
it. You get items. You get different weapons and equipment and stuff.
How does that make it like Zelda?
Well, because it's like every like dungeon or area you go into, you get one new, you know, piece of gear that does something specific that you have to use for that.
Okay, dungeon. Like the running Zelda boots. Thing.
Yeah.
Running shoes.
Like getting the metal boots or getting the hammer or whatever.
Getting the shield. Getting the
hookshot and all that.
Gotcha.
But for the most part, it's you're just mashing the button, doing combos and ripping people apart and all that.
Do you like ripping people apart?
Yeah, but it's old real quick. Real quick.
Only if it's Zelda.
No, I enjoy it in Zelda. I don't enjoy it in games like God of War, where you're just walking down a path, straight line.
And then you just button mash and then you do some crazy stuff.
You get the small little puzzle that probably takes like maybe half a second to figure out. There you go.
And So let's get off of the game front. Let's go back to TV. Being Human Season 4.
Woo!
Harry.
Can't. This is... I don't want to ruin anything.
No, I just want to be real general about things. So if you haven't watched the series and you're sort of interested in it, which you should be, it's first three seasons are on Netflix, the UK version, not the American version, but... you've seen a few more episodes than me. What? How many are you into now? Is there four out?
Yes, there's four. I am on four, or I finished four.
You finished four. Okay, so you're. I only went up to two so far because I'm hopefully going to be able to watch three and four tonight when Leanne comes over.
Right.
I just one word to explain because it's just going to give too much away.
Interesting. I don't.
I was going to say depressing.
It's depressing, yeah.
Yeah,
I like the character. I like the new characters.
Oh, so do I.
I don't like how far the show has come from what it was. Like, it used to be a lot less.
Isn't that how all TV shows are, though?
Doom and gloom and more funny.
Happy go lucky? Right, yeah. It was more about little situations. Just like,
yeah, like little small.
She's PMSing, but she's being a poltergeist or something, you know?
Yeah, not small situations, but I mean, like.
That wasn't really what
definitely
it was.
Definitely more contained, less extreme situations.
I feel like they're building a bigger plot line now. Like, the story arc has gotten a lot bigger because beforehand
it
was just sort of like episode
blown
episode.
Up way out of what it used to be.
But
and
that could be a
like
good
that.
Thing. It could be a good thing. We don't like it now, but like when the season ends, we're like, oh shit, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, this was my show that I watched because it was funny. It had some
quirky.
Drama in it. It was quirky. Mm-hmm. And now it's like it's become. I'm already watching Supernatural, which has its own little apocalyptic plot line in it. I don't need this. I don't need that in this show. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it was like before. It was just kind of like a Supernatural sitcom. You know, you have a ghost, a werewolf, vampire living together. It's fun.
And
now it's kind of like.
And the thing too is that they're all not supposed to be.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Not just because you know they're monsters and just crazy things, but apparently werewolves and vampires don't like each other in this series. You know?
Really?
They don't like each other.
I mean, it's just the whole apocalyptic plot line that's going on. It's just way beyond what it was, you know, to begin with. It's more like just living their life, trying to survive, and now it's like they have to save the world now or something or whatever.
I think they're pulling too much on the responsibility rope.
The
you know, they're giving them too many eggs for their basket type of deal. It's like we have to save the world. Fuck you, vampires. Why are the vampires the dudes? Where are the werewolf leaders?
Did they answer your question?
Like where are the group of powerful werewolf people? Why don't they exist?
They did.
They're coming.
No, they ain't dead. Prove it.
They did.
They are. I don't see any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in America.
New America.
Yeah?
That's probably how it is.
That's probably what it is. The werewolves are in America.
No, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Well then.
So vampires control the UK, and werewolves control America.
Okay.
And ghosts control.
Ghostland.
Russia. I'm gonna give them Russia.
Yeah,
all kinds of ghosts.
Such a giver.
I hope they enjoy that because it wasn't cheap.
Russia's cold. Fuck Russia.
Yeah, well, they're ghosts. What do they give a fuck?
We'll get off their ass.
And there's a whole lot of like little like plot holes that I'm very confused by. Like, apparently ghosts are tied to like the house that they died in or something, right?
Yeah, well, she broke all those rules.
Right, yeah. She was just like, no, I'm here now.
No, I live
the world is my
house.
Well,
you'll see in the next few episodes they'll kind of go over that.
Okay. And also like she was able to like talk to people and people saw her for like the longest amount of time. And then that went away, and then like
they never went back to it. I think that was good that they took that away.
Me too, but I just want to know why it was there in the first place.
I don't know. They were just trying something, and they tried it, and it was fun for a while, and then it's like, okay, you're a ghost.
Then they got bored. Okay, you're a ghost. Right,
yeah, it defeats her being a ghost if she can, you know, interact and talk to you and all that.
I guess.
But yeah, I like the show, like the new characters, don't like where the story is going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not as fun anymore. I miss Mitchell, though.
Oh, God. I miss Mitchell.
Doesn't.
Oh, but we kind of probably ruined it for those of you who haven't seen till the end of season 3.
Oops.
We didn't say what happened to him.
All you need to know is
maybe he exploded.
Season 4, it's a new cast.
Yeah.
Kind of half of it.
Yeah. It's 75% new cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's more than half. I don't know. I just want season 4 to be done. Like, I kind of don't want to watch it. Because I don't want to get, like, all hyped up about it and everything like that. And mm-hmm. I just want it to be done with. And then I'll watch it all in one go.
Well, if you're only watching it once a week anyway, then that's how it would have been anyway.
What do you mean?
No. Like, you're already only watching it once a week. So, like, next week a new one will come out. And then you'll watch it once. And it's like...
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
so even
that's
if
true.
All of them were out right now, you still
that's true.
Doing it.
Because to clarify, I only watch it with Leanne, and she lives in San Jose. So when she comes back down, I'm trying to do a Western thing. It didn't work out.
Nope. Done.
In my brain, I had like the first two words, and I just did like a Michael thing where I was just like, sometimes I just start talking and just assume like the right words are going to come to me, and it didn't.
Why would they do that?
Anyways, yeah, so when she comes down, it's like a show we watch together, you know. And we need something else actually to fill the time, because we usually we would watch like 3 or 4 episodes of Being Human, you know? Human. And since now we're down to 1 episode a week. Well, we got 2 this week, because last week was just a whole shitstorm of a bunch of stuff.
Fun.
Well, with the 24-hour live stream, her sister's birthday, and a bunch of stuff.
Birthdays.
Adam's birthday was, what, the 1st?
23rd.
The 1st of March.
That's the first. First now.
Yeah.
And,
23rd.
There you go. March is the month to have birthdays, Adam, so you fucked up.
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's February.
No, March 1st now.
See, my sister's
March
birthday
is like
in February.
All the other months.
And that's why I hate February.
No, fuck you, I hate March.
Good, ooh, we don't need you. See you in April, faggot. I'll just dub your whole... I'm just...
Forget that idea.
I had a lot of things going through my head, and I decided, like, I shouldn't say
never
that.
Mind.
I'm going to dub over everything you said in this podcast, though, with Whitey's voice.
Sweet. That's why they call me Whitey.
That's why they call him Whitey. He's a dub extraordinaire.
Yes.
I'm excited for the next few weeks, though, because of all the camera gear and stuff like that is really... kind of supercharged my want to go out and film stuff, and hopefully
just leave the house.
Yeah, that's the weird concept. I don't get what is even out there. But I don't know. But I'm gonna record
world,
it.
Man, it's scary.
I'm gonna take
there.
A camera with me just to document my adventures.
Documenting nature because I never go out there.
That's true.
You don't want to call these trees.
So apparently, yes. People call these trees. And they
and
kill
I don't
people.
Like them.
I don't think I like them.
It's scary.
But yeah, next, gotta start up a new channel for the film stuff. And I'm excited about that. Really excited about it, actually.
Start a new channel for it?
Yeah, because not everybody's going to want to see the film stuff on my channel.
Right.
So if I make a dedicated channel for it, those people will be the interested people.
I guess that's true.
It's like why Brenny has a Call of Duty channel and a RuneScape channel. Those crowds don't mix with Minecraft, you know? So mm-hmm. you have a Call of Duty channel because that's a completely different crowd than Minecraft. You can like both things, but not everybody's going to like both things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's better to separate them. Even though my channel's always been a variety channel, it's about gaming.
Yeah, it's a gaming variety channel.
It's not not film and stuff like that. So that way I'm not throwing into everybody's face, hey, check out this new video I made. And because that's how I'm going to talk now on camera.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to my film channel where I'm going to make
potato show.
Videos.
It's a potato show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I might need a theme song now. Maybe we just made one. Maybe that's my theme song now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll throw a backbeat in there and
heavy bass auto-tune backbeat.
And we're done. So, if anybody listening to this wants to just make that into a theme song, you know, do all the work for me, I won't give you any credit.
And, you'll be taking all the credit.
And that's it. And I'll say that I'm amazing, and I totally made this theme song.
Yep.
Legitimately. Mm. All me. That's how talented I am.
Congratulations, champ.
Yeah.
You did it.
Thanks. Superstar. Gold medal.
Woo. Scoreboard.
Okay, what else are we going to talk about?
Like
we're kind of slowing down here.
Pockets. I like pockets.
Correct.
Pocket.
What?
Put stuff in them.
Guys have huge ass pockets, but girls, they don't have pockets at all.
Yeah. Because we actually use our pockets?
Well,
we don't have purses.
Yeah.
How do you know that they wouldn't use the pockets? They have purses because they don't have pockets.
Huh? Or maybe they don't have pockets because they use purses.
Pockets
because
they have purses.
Well, prove that fact. Huh?
All right.
Maybe I will.
Terry, we're going to the lab. Let's
it's
go.
Like, right. Who came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, rather?
The pocket.
Yeah, the pocket.
Shit.
Man invented pocket. Women didn't like it. They made one big pocket.
They made a purse.
They saw that. No, we're not going to do that.
The purse is a pocket. Okay?
The purse is more of a bucket.
It's a pocket that you can carry.
Yeah, it's a portable pocket.
It's a bucket.
That's what purse stands for, portable pocket.
Yep. Yep. See, this is what happens when we go in the lab. Shit gets solved.
We get science done.
We get science done fast.
Science.
Well, there you go. So purses are just pockets, external pockets.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
See? Good work, Terry. Pat on the back.
Good job.
Yep. We did science. It. Nailed it.
Okay, well, riddle me this, science men.
43.
Why do they have fake pockets on their jeans?
Say what?
To make a
they have
like
fake pockets. Like they look like there's a pocket there, and
trying
then
trick
you don't want
to
be caught dead without a. It's
yeah,
looking like you.
It tricks the robbers
what?
Because
what
robbers
happens?
Would be like, "Oh man, let me check that pocket," and be like, "Oh no, it's fake." Oh
shit! It's a trap.
What? Cover?
Why wouldn't they go for her purse? A lot quicker.
Camouflage.
Take the whole thing with you.
Obviously, you'd go for the pocket first, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You never tried to rob a woman before?
God. Yeah.
Yeah, you
I do it all the time.
You take the purse.
Why do you call him Whitey?
That's why they call me Whitey. Do it all the time. You know, I can't stress
how many
times it's like I go and then there's a fake pocket there and I fall for it every
damn it.
Time.
By then,
once
they
again.
Into their purse and picked out the mace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
So why don't you go for the purse? I mean, it seems like it would be an inefficient way of robbing a lady.
It's not as fun.
It's like instinctive to just go for the pocket.
Yeah.
So you're doing this for the challenge, not
you
necessarily
back,
what you get.
You go for the pocket.
For the challenge, it's nature. It's like there's a thing that just tells me, go for the pocket.
The pocket.
Exactly.
Even the good stuff.
I don't see the purse.
You're not feeling this. You're not a man.
It's just tunnel vision for the pocket.
Just
gonna get that pocket.
Hmm. Well, there you guys go. That's
a little science for your face.
That's why we have this podcast to
science
solve these
glass.
These hard to answer questions. Why do they carry purses?
That's why we have a lab.
Why don't we carry purses then? If bitches are trying to steal stuff in our pockets.
Hey guys, how many people do you think? How many people do you think?
Satchel.
Well, do you like carrying around something all day?
I don't like carrying stuff in my pockets.
Well, then just get a fucking purse.
Right. Get a satchel. Thank you.
Get a fanny pack.
Call it a satchel. That's what fanny packs are for.
No. Fanny packs are completely different.
Nope.
Fanny packs are a whole different beast.
They say a lot more about you than a satchel does.
Yeah.
Nothing positive either.
Fanny pack.
Or backpacks. Right there, right? That's a manly solution.
Right, yeah. You're on a backpack all day.
There you go.
If you're a little boy.
Oh, he got you.
Oh, zinger.
Sure, maybe if you're 6 years old.
Let me get that water, because he burned you.
You want some ice for that burn?
No.
Wow.
Because I'm a man.
You want some cream, then?
What would you like for that burn? Seriously, though. Like, we need to treat that.
Yeah, like, you need better attention for that, man.
I'm going to let it scar.
The thing's going to blister up, and it's going to be icky.
Girls ain't hurt so none bad. No.
There you have it.
And that's why they call him Whitey.
That's why they call me Whitey.
Because he's all about science.
So, on the tech front, Windows 8 is rolling out their test drive of it.
I'm
content with 7.
Which apparently, from the looks of it, apparently Windows 8 is only suited for, tablets and stuff. Because it's all, big icon type.
Well, the thing is, they do still have the desktop and everything, but it is, designed to be more compatible for tablets and the touchscreen monitors.
Yeah.
So that's why they changed this whole start menu thing. But they do still have, the desktop that you see on Windows 7. Because the whole panel thing, that's your start menu now.
Intriguing.
I don't care for that.
No.
I don't need that. I'm okay with 7.
Yeah, it's interesting to be at a point where we're fine. We're fine with the current Windows.
Well, the thing is, it's weird too, because 7 just came out. I'm not used to having another Windows so soon. Because it was 98 was the first one I had. And then XP was years later.
3.0
was years later. And then 7 was kind of close. And now 8's right after.
No, XP was in 2003. Vista was in 2007. And then.
When did Windows 2000 come out?
92.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
I'm so scared.
Computers in my house have been through it all. 3.1 to Windows 95.
Yeah, how awesome was 3.1?
Fucking epic.
That was 92? Like, and it was on a floppy disk?
Those big floppy disks. I still have those.
I still have a 3.1 floppy disk somewhere.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Just one?
Just one.
Put that shit in a museum.
Man, sell the museum. Yeah,
where'd you get one of these?
I remember when Windows 95 came out and CompUSA, which was, I'm not sure if you had that back over there in the West Coast.
Yeah, we do. Well, we did.
Best Buy bought them out. CompUSA was Windows 95 comes out, midnight release. I remember me and my dad went, and it was a bonding time, so it was me and my dad. We went there midnight. It was 5 stores down on the post road. My dad was just let's go to the strip club instead. I'm okay.
Yeah. I don't think that's how it worked at all.
And that's why they called Mighty.
That's why they called Mighty.
Yeah, the gap between Windows 2000 and XP was 5 years, and Vista came out in 2008.
When did 7 come out?
7 came out about 4 years ago. Vista was right before that too. Yeah,
it just doesn't feel that long.
No, it's been out for a while because I remember having a release build of it when I worked at my old job. And that was 4 years ago.
Released 2009.
Huh. Wow. I just recently upgraded to 7 because I've been running on XP for, like, ever.
The butt.
I don't even understand how you could have been living without 7 for so long.
That's me a either.
Big question. Me Vista either. Was 2006.
Kind of skipped 2006,
Vista. Okay. Yeah, every 3 years, I guess, is what they're going for now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm content with 7.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine with 7.
Yeah,
I don't care about 8 at all.
It felt like I had XP for a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. I did.
But, like what you said, Terry, 7 feels like we've only just had it. Like, they're still making it better type of thing, you know? Like, what's wrong with 7? Why do we got to go at 8? Why can't you just release another service pack for 7?
Yeah. Shut up and take my money.
No. No. Unless I could get that student discount like Terry did.
Yeah. Terry got a student discount?
Yeah, $30 Windows 7.
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
The fuck?
So if you know someone in college, when the...
That's why you stay in school.
Ask them to keep an eye on their emails or some shit for these
deals.
They're
probably going to use it.
Nope.
Well, no, the thing is, you could do it with anybody. It's not just one thing. Because Josh ordered like 3 DVDs.
What?
Yeah.
Say what?
It wasn't just a one thing per whatever. If you had a student ID, you could have gotten as many as you needed.
I need 60 copies of Windows 7.
Yeah, I'm totally not going to sell them.
I need...
I'm not going to sell them for a year.
I'm not going to sell them a year from now.
I need the equivalent of how many it would be.
Listen, I don't need your approval, okay? I have 7 computers. And I know you could put like 3 on each DVD. Well, I'm not going to do that. Okay? Fuck you, all right?
Customer's always right, right?
Let me just buy this. Quit being a dick.
Homosexual. Then, by God, you're homosexual.
And that's why they call money.
That's whitey.
Oh, you guys.
So, Windows 8, go away.
Sick.
GTF.
That's what we're rounding to right now. It's just...
Yep.
We're happy that you're here, but... I think that there should just be a branch for Windows 7 instead of having a whole new thing for it, like Windows 7 Mobile or something. Like, well, I don't know what they would, you know, they got teams of people creating fancy names and shit for this stuff, but, you know, call it something like that or some other version of Windows 7. Why does Windows 8 have to only tailor for those people and not be beneficial towards the bigger platform of us desktop users? Apparently you can make it look exactly like 7 and have it work like 7. But why go through all that trouble?
Yeah.
Is what's boggling me.
Money.
You could sell that as a different Windows 7 though. Like how there's a home, a business, a
premium,
professional, ultimate, crap like that, you know? Just sell it as a different Windows 7. Windows 7, happy fun time. Fucking click the buttons all day, you know, with your fingers all over your goddamn touch monitor.
I do like pushing buttons.
Well, there you go.
Doesn't just like do pushing that. Buttons.
I'd like to do a live tweet update really quick.
No.
Dole or Mad Masters has confirmed that she'll be filming her first eating of a pizza roll. So there's that.
Oh, she got pizza rolls?
Man, I want pizza roll.
Not for long. As soon as she eats one, she's like, well, these are mine.
Damn. Peaches.
It's going to be a hot video.
I don't know if that's something to advertise, though. Like, on one hand, sure, you finally get to understand how amazing pizza rolls are. But on the other hand,
quit fucking
you haven't had pizza rolls?
It's your first pizza roll? That should be a special moment.
That's why they're filming it. It's like your virginity.
Hopefully she cooks them right.
It's like, make it up.
Because you can't microwave those things. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
Put them in the oven.
Put that shit in the toaster oven.
Those viewers are going to be pissed.
Anyways, yeah.
Thank you for
that. The only other question
live tweet updates
that seems relevant the first person posing. He says, talk about England, ? Sad face.
Yes. England.
What's with the sad face? Does he know that we're just not going to say anything good about England?
Maybe he just knows it sucks.
The weather sucks there.
Probably figured I was going to be around, so.
And that's why he...
It's England, all right.
Yeah, we've never been. We're arrogant Americans.
Yeah, England sucks.
Yeah, there you go.
I had to be the one
next
to say
topic.
It.
And that's what. Okay, anyway.
Battlefield 3 versus Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Battlefield 3 is better.
I
like it more.
Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Bad Company 2 is good, but Battlefield 3 added that extra serious push that they needed.
The only thing I'll say Bad Company had over Battlefield 3, it just seems like they really pushed the whole destroying entire buildings more in Bad Company.
Yeah.
There's a lot of buildings in Bad Company or Battlefield 3 that you can break apart. But
not necessarily
collapse.
Fall down.
You can't knock them
there's
down.
Still that one part of it that'll stay up no matter what you do.
I miss collapsing because
I
remember just.
I really miss collapsing.
Bunkering in the house, then all of a sudden you hear the.
And then it goes down.
Get out of there! Like, so you blow open the wall next to you and jump out.
Yeah. Like, Terry, get out of there!
Yeah, definitely more collapsing buildings would be good in Battlefield 3. There just aren't as many.
Yeah. Do they even do any. Actually collapse in 3?
Yeah.
A few.
Yeah, there's a couple to do, but it's not nearly as many as it was in Bad Company 2. You could pretty much collapse almost every building.
I've never noticed.
Away on everything, on every building, but...
Yeah, you can't knock many of them down.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Other than that, I really like Battlefield 3 much better.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's always nice to see a sequel actually be good, you know? Like, of a game that you really, really love. It's nice to see a sequel come by to where it's like, this is obviously better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
there might be one or two gripes, but it's still a good game. Terry, are we going to do anything for Mass Effect 3?
What do you mean?
Like, single player wise? Kind of like what we've been doing for Skyrim or something?
Maybe. We still need to beat Skyrim.
Yeah. We could do that. Oh, no, we can't do that today.
Yeah. You got
back. Are you going to Israel's thing tomorrow?
Yeah.
No. We can't do it tomorrow, then.
Why don't you go to Israel's thing?
It's in Stockton. If you don't know Stockton, it's Oakland, but worse.
So it's super Oakland?
It's super Oakland.
Let's see. I gotta get my conversion chart here. Let's see. Oakland is to Detroit. Detroit's to Jersey. Jersey to Philly. Philly to...
Jersey is its own thing. Like, I could see the connection you're making between Oakland and Detroit, but not New Jersey. New Jersey is just full of
assholes.
Except for Morgan. Morgan's not.
Nope, she's an
asshole. Morgan, you're not an asshole.
Nope,
you're the only one that's not.
The only one in all of New Jersey.
Nope, asshole.
Oh, well,
that's why they call
we tried. Yeah, there you
that's
go.
That's why they call Mighty.
And the rest of the questions are stuff we've either answered or I just don't want to talk about, like, what are your favorite books? No, I don't want, no. That's private, okay?
Sesame Street. Fantastic book, right?
I like Elmo A through Z.
The count.
Yeah, numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we should probably just shut fuck up.
Yeah.
Move on with our week. And do things.
Like what?
I don't know.
For
those people who don't know, me and Brenny are going to be doing a live stream thing every Friday. Be 5 p.m. Pacific time for me on Friday. For those of you who live on the other side of the world, like Brenny, it'll be a Saturday and around noon or 1 p.m. I don't know. I don't know the times yet. I think he talked about it in a video or he's planning on to. It's obviously not going to be today, or at least I'm not aware of if we're going to do it today, because Brenny could be... well, he's not even up yet, is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, Brenny's
and
still
when
asleep.
He actually signs on, it'll take about 3 hours to be able to talk, then another four from jam food to his mouth, and then he's asleep.
Then you go back.
Yeah, so never.
Then his day's
never.
Over. And so, probably not going to happen today.
Yeah.
But every Friday, we're going to be working on something. It's going to be a secret little project, and it'll be a set time every Friday once we get all the kinks out, because I think we still haven't set up anything yet. That's why I know it's not going to be today. So look out for that. New channel from me as well, maybe two. I'm not sure. I'm still debating on one other one, and I don't know when those are going to come out, but you guys will know about it. I'll make a video about it. Be like, hey, new channel, flashing colors and lights and techno music in the background. And everybody's going to look at it and be like, oh, techno music. And then they're not going to go to the channel because they'll be like, what song is that? And then that'll be it.
You're just going to make every song hold the line.
That'll be the thing that they take from that video.
Yeah, that's
right.
On the line. Yeah. Anyways, we need to end this because my outros suck.
Okay,
so
bye.
Terry, take it away.
Bye.
That's why they call me Whitey.
Next week. Same mongoose
time. Whenever.
Quit interrupting Terry.
Nope.
No.
I can't work under these conditions.
Go, Terry, go.
I already did it. I'm done.
I'll hang up on both of them while you finish. I don't care.
I am finished already.
He's already done.
Oh, shit.